Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. And this is Magnificent Monday. We are still continuing on with our challenge. And if you have not participated in our challenge, there's still time. It's 7 days. And the challenge is called Shifting to Success Through Love. So it's the Shifting to Success Through Love Challenge. And you can check out the various challenges for you to complete by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. How exciting is that, right? Especially if you are working to make a shift. If you have been in the same rut, doing the same things every single year, never moving forward, never really upping your game, never getting to where it is you want to be, and knowing in your heart of hearts that you can go there, that you belong there, that you really should be there. And for whatever reason, something's stopping you. Well, the Shifting to Success Through Love Challenge can help you kind of open up more, open your heart, open your mind, and really make a deeper connection with yourself so that you can kind of have a love affair with you. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day and the romanticism of it all and have fun with the loved one. But I think February is such a great month to talk about love because, you know, love is in the air, right? Okay, with that being said, check out the challenge by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. Okay, let's get to our topic for today. We're going to talk about adopting a new standard. And when it's time for you to make a shift, make a change, sometimes you have to adopt the new standard and something's holding you back. No matter what you've been through in your life, if you have been through some unpleasant challenges or you've had setbacks in your life or setbacks in the last year and this year you're saying, okay, it's going to be different, it's going to be better, but you seem to have a challenge overcoming it and getting to the kind of getting back on track so that you can go to the next level. Or if you've been working to rebound and you just somehow you can't seem to shake some of the past blunders that have happened in your life, then maybe you need to adopt a new standard for your life. A lot of times we run into challenges with adopting that new standard or shifting to the next level because we're still looking back. We're still kind of caught up in the atmosphere of things that happened to us last year, or it could be even a week ago. We're still caught up into those things. We're still bringing up things that don't make us feel good, don't excite us, and are counterproductive to our success. Now, that doesn't mean you should bury your head in the sand and pretend that nothing has ever happened to you. But what it does mean is that you should not, if you want to move forward, you don't want to just constantly bring up anything that kind of takes your attitude down or takes your energy down. So you don't want to stay there. You want to adopt a new standard for your life. And sometimes it takes that, you know, just completely redoing your standards for success, completely redoing your standards for the achieving the goals that you set. So it takes that sometimes. So when it comes to adopting a new standard for your life, there are things that you can do to make it really simple. You have to make the decision that you're not going to be this passive person anymore, passive in the sense that you're going to constantly think about what you've been through, think about the unpleasant things in your life that's not working for you. You're going to kind of put things into its proper perspective. So you're not going to think about those things anymore. And you're going to make the decision that, wait a minute, I'm not going to be passive about things that have happened to me or my life in the present moment. I'm not going to allow my mistakes or any mishaps condemn me to a life that takes me away from the life that I truly believe I deserve. So this is something that you have to accept and believe and commit to and recommit, in the sense that you constantly have to tell yourself that, to the point where you adopt it. Now, today I'm going to share three things to consider when it comes to adopting a new standard for your life. And of course, these three strategies and ideas that I'm going to give you, you can use them to complete your challenge for today, because we have a great challenge. So the first one, it's real simple to say, but sometimes it's not so easy to do. The first one is choose new standards that inspire you. So what does that mean? That means that you need to let go of the past. You need to let go of what doesn't serve you. You need to let go of the fact that you may have made a major mistake, and let go of the wish I had done or the wish I could. Let go of that. Because guess what? If you can't change it, if you can't say so-called fix it, then it's intended for you to grow from it. And so when you grow from it, for example, here's a great, I think, visual. When you grow from something or you outgrow something, you actually let it go. And the great visual is that, think about it, you're not wearing the exact same clothes you wore when you were in the first grade, or at least I don't think you are, because you outgrew them. So you have to let those clothes go. You have to kind of get rid of them and go into a new style, and clothes, of course, that fit you, and clothes that are indicative of a person that's getting older and growing up eventually into adulthood. So each time you kind of progress to another level physically, you had to let go of those clothes. So it's the same thing. So you want to kind of take off whatever's stopping you, and you want to let it go. So choose new standards that inspire you. And then once you choose these new standards, now you realize that this is a new standard, being the key word. So now I'm not going to pay attention or put my attention on things that don't serve me in this present moment. I'm not going to look back at the blunders. I'm not going to look back at the mistakes. Whatever I can fix, I'll fix. Whatever I can't, I can't. If I have to ask for forgiveness, I'll do that. If I have to apologize, I'll do that. So all of the above. So choose new standards that inspire you. The second one is make a commitment to take responsibility for an elevated life. In other words, when you choose your new standards, don't play small. Don't say, well, I'm going to, ease back into this and hopefully people will accept me, or I'm going to ease back into this business and hopefully I'll be successful. No, you want to come from have elevated thoughts that say that you're magnificent, that you're capable, that you're amazing, that you have the ability to achieve and the ability to succeed beyond a shadow of a doubt. And that now not only are you going to be better, stronger, smarter, wiser because of perhaps yesterday, you're going to put your attention on that and on that only. So you're going to make that commitment to take responsibility for that elevated life. So you elevate your thinking, you elevate everything around you, you look around you and you see, even friends, you have to look and see who's playing small, who's speaking things into your life that's causing you to play small, to think small. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to get rid of them. I know sometimes we hear these things from motivational speakers and they give you this advice. Oh, get away from these people that are small thinkers, and get away from this person, get away from that person. You know what? Everybody has some issue. You want to be an adult and take control of where you're going. Now, of course, you don't surround your entire life or interaction. You don't completely and only interact with people who think small and who are constantly trying to talk you into playing small and talking you out of living that elevated life. It doesn't mean that you surround yourself with those kinds of people, but it doesn't mean that you just totally dismiss and disregard every person that's in your life. So I don't totally agree with that. But where I'm going with this is that you do want to pick and choose. So sometimes that means that you need to make some new friends. You need to make some new connections. You need to get a new mentor. You need to get a more capable lifestyle coach or business coach. So whatever you choose to do, it needs to be elevated. Think bigger. And even if it kind of scares you a little bit or something is in your head talking you out of it and saying what makes you think you can go to that level, disregard that. As human beings, we are super, super capable. And remember that whatever you put in your mind, whatever you put your attention on, that's kind of where your whole life is going to follow that path. And so if you have to reinforce it, then do that. Okay, the third point that I have for you is write out your desired life. So when we adopt new standards, with that also comes a different way of living, a different way of being, a different way of thinking, and a different way, just kind of a different way of behaving on a daily basis. And our actions are different because they're now conducive to us stepping into and realizing our elevated life, the elevated lifestyle that we are now focused on. So you want to write out your desired life. What does that look like for you? And when you can do that, and there are things that you can do to help you stay on track. Once you write out your desired life, there's something that you can do, an action that you can take that will keep you on track, even when there's something in your mind that wants to talk you out of going towards that elevated life, choosing the new standards that inspire you and sticking with those new standards that that inspire you, those new standards that you said you're going to adopt. When it comes to achieving your goals in 2018, then you really want to pay attention to that if you want to go for the that peaceful, powerful, prosperous lifestyle. And then you really have got to make sure that these new standards that you've chosen, that now you find them to be inspirational, that these new standards are actually connecting you to that elevated lifestyle, to that lifestyle that gives you the quality life and the everyday quality living that you really want for your life. And that's what most of us want. We want to have that kind of life because no one wants to struggle. No one wants to feel like they're inadequate or inferior. No one wants to look at someone else and wish for their life. No one wants to do that. So in order for you to get beyond that, in order for you to go to a level that works for you, then you really want to have a very clear, or as clear as possible, kind of picture of the life that you desire. And don't skimp, don't hold back, don't make excuses, don't ask someone else's opinion about your life. Should I write this? Should I want this? You know what you want. Allow yourself to desire this thing and write it. Okay, listen, that's all we have for you today on Magnificent Monday. And we also have a challenge that corresponds to today's show. It's a great challenge, and I can assure you, you will want to participate in this challenge. This is a challenge that you can continue to do on your own that takes you beyond the 7-day period, and it will help you to stay inspired, help you to stay empowered, help you to be excited about your life, help you to be excited about where you're headed, help you to just really adopt the new standard and stick to it to the point where it becomes a part of you. So be sure that you participate in our challenge for today. If you missed any of the challenges, just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge and you will see the challenges there. And of course, we have a few more challenges that we want to share with you and to help you really open up and make that shift and get to where it is you really want to be. Now, if you're listening to this for the first time, as I said, you can go back and play a little catch up and listen to those or participate in those challenges. But I want to let you know, you don't have to register for anything. I set this up so that you didn't have to register, so you could just go there and you could just participate in the challenge without thinking that you had to give your email address. However, I do want to take this time to let you know that if you want to receive our Power Up Today newsletter absolutely free, then you can register for our Power Up Today newsletter. And you can get all of that information right on our homepage on designingyourlifetoday.com. And you can just go there, register for that. Remember to stop our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today. Click that like button and hang out with us there. You can feel free to post any kind of, revelations or anything that inspired you, or any kind of new standard that you set, or anything that happened through the challenge, any kind of opening up of your heart so that you can really make the shift to success, any real shifts that you made. You can feel free to share those on our Facebook page if you want to. I know a lot of people are really shy, but if you guys want to be brave enough to do that, by all means, do that. And if you want to, you can email me, and it will not end up on Facebook unless you say, please post this on Facebook. But with that being said, you guys, listen, I want you to stick with the challenge. These are great. They're going to help you to shift. They're easy to implement. And before you know it, you're going to be doing life with power. This is early in the year, the 2018 year. This is February. So we're not even to February 15th. We're close, but we're not even there yet. So you guys want to really participate in these challenges. If you fizzled out or you stopped working on your goals, then you know what? This challenge is going to put you back on track. Hey, enjoy this magnificent Monday. And once again, do life with power.